in a sometimes scary and unstable world, it's absolutely crucial to have timeless, eternal values to be able to hold on to. Certainly, as we've gone through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we've been able to tap in to those big foundations. But as we exit the Yom Tov season, it's absolutely vital that we take at least some of the key concepts with us to be able to live with them on an ongoing basis. And perhaps one of the most powerful ways to do that is to invest in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, every evening, every morning, Shachrucha of Kimecha, to say these words, but not merely to recite them, to know what they mean. Kavana is ma'akev. Person needs to understand, certainly, the first line of the Shema, at the very, very least. But to be able to internalize these affirmations, the key concepts of Judaism, the major Yesodei HaTorah, Kriya Shema that contains within it a hint to each one of the Aseres HaDibros. It is the foundational text of Klal Yisrael. It is the mantra that accompanies us throughout our lives, throughout our day, and even around our person. And therefore, a deep dive into the meaning behind every pasuk, maybe even every word, is an incredibly valuable and rewarding experience. Mitzvah Hashem, as we go on this journey, exploring and discovering the pshat in the pasuk, the simple meaning, the deeper ideas that underlie those words, we will find this an experience that enhances our lives, because Kriya Shema is meant to be this charge, charging ourselves up every morning and every evening with a boost of reality to remember what we're living for. So Avodram says, when you say the pasuk of Shema, you have to say the first pasuk out loud. You can't just whisper it quietly. Why? La'ra kavana, to arouse our kavana. The pasuk rishon, the first pasuk, because that is the most important one. More than that, it's derech edus. You're giving testimony when you're saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You're giving testimony. It's as if each one is saying it to the other. Every Jew saying it to every other Jew. Listen, Jew. Hashem our God, Hashem is one. Listen, I believe that Hashem, our God, is unique in this world. And that's why the Ayin of Shema and the Dalet of Echad are written in a bigger font in the Torah, because it's Edus. So the Shema itself is testimony. And therefore we recite it as testimony. That each Jew is meant to encourage the other when it comes to Emunah. We're standing up for our values. We're standing up for what we believe in, and we're encouraging others to do the same. That is the first point when it comes to Kriya Shema.